We're going to be looking at another one of Jesus's sayings, the I am sayings. We've been looking at those over our family services. And today we're going to look at another one. And Zara's going to read for us the one we're going to look at today. I've got a little helper today.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
Lovely. And that comes from John chapter 10, verse 11. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking, oh, I could come up here and just talk to you about shepherds and how they look after their sheep. But actually, it was the bit about laying down his life that really grabbed me. So I thought, okay, we're going to think about that. What does that mean for us today, that Jesus is our good shepherd and he lays down his life for us? Well, the passage tells us that the shepherd would lay down his life for his sheep. This is like an old-fashioned sheep pen. This is what kind of sheep pen they would have had when Jesus said these words. So the shepherd, I don't know if you can see the shepherd kind of lying across the gateway into the sheep pen. So he would have laid there to protect his sheep. He would have been ready to kill any wolves and anything that came along. That's how that shepherd would have been ready to lay down his life for his sheep. But what I thought was, what does that mean for us today? Who in our world today maybe risks their life for other people or is ready to lay down their life for other people? So what I'd like you to do is have a quick think. Maybe talk to the people next to you, talk to your mums and dads about who today risks their life for other people. I'm going to give you a minute to do that. Hopefully you've come up with some answers. If anyone's got an idea of who might risk their life for people today, put your hand up and Zara's going to come running with the microphone and you can say it into the microphone. Off you go. So who risks their life for people today? Anyone got an idea?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus did. Brilliant. I'm going to come back to that later. Who else?
A lifeguard.
Lifeguards. Brilliant. Zara, you're going to have to hold the microphone right up to their mouth.
Fireman Sam
definitely risks his life. Brilliant. Love it. Come on then, let's find somebody else. Zara, there's more people over here around this side. Run.
Policeman,
absolutely. Yeah, what about Tom?
The Royal Navy,
love it.
Soldiers,
yeah, absolutely. Have we got any more? Nurses, yeah, absolutely. Right, come back, Zara. I've got a few pictures on the screen that's going to show us. I think you've said most of them. So I've got soldiers, I've got all the emergency services, police officers, firemen, ambulance people, and the next screen as well. And then I started thinking about all those people who go to all those places on earth in our world where there's war and there's floods and there's earthquakes, and they go and help people and they go and give out food and they go and give out tents, all those places that are really dangerous to go to. So all those people are putting themselves at risk, aren't they? Right, I'm going to show you another picture. I want to see if anybody knows who this person is. Does anyone know who this is? Yeah, he's a nurse called William Pooley, and he went and worked in, I think it was Sierra Leone, and he actually caught Ebola, this horrible illness that lots of people are getting in Africa. And they flew him back to England, and he got better from Ebola. And then do you know what he did? He went straight back. He's back there now, and he's still working with those people with Ebola. And then there's that other nurse that has just come back recently from Sierra Leone, Pauline, I think she's called, and she's got Ebola. But she was quite happy to go and work there and be with these people who are really ill and risk her life. And we pray that she'll get better. I've got one more story to tell you. Let's have the next slide. This is a little boy called Jack McKay. And last year he won a Pride of Britain award. And what he did was he one day saw his mum and his little brother, that's his little brother there, being attacked by a dog. And he didn't even think about it. He ran up to the dog, started making loads and loads of noise so that the dog would chase him and leave his mum and his little brother alone. And he did actually get quite bitten on his cheek. You can't really see in that picture, but he's got scars from where the dog attacked him. But he didn't think twice about going and saving his mum and his little brother from that dog attack. And he's only 11. What I'm going to do now... Oh, no, one more thing. Okay. So what I want you to think about now is, what makes people do these things? What makes people go to other countries and risk their lives for people they don't even know? What made Jack risk his life for his mum and his little brother? Has anyone got any ideas? What might make people do these things? Love. Brilliant. Let's have the next slide. Love, exactly. Love and putting other people before ourselves. Yeah, as a parent, and I know lots of us parents here would say, it's easy for us to think, yeah, we'd lay down our life for our child or for those people that we love. But what about people that we don't know? Would we lay down our lives for them? In that song that we just sung, it said something about laying down our life for heaven's cause. And basically, laying your life down just means putting other people first, putting other people before ourselves. I want to show you a video clip that I saw at school, and it's really powerful. I hope it's not going to make you all cry. But anyway, it's about a father basically sacrificing himself, laying down all his own needs and desires for his son. So the dad is called Dick, the son is called Rick, and the son has basically was born with this illness called cerebral palsy, which means he was in a wheelchair right from birth. So he's never been able to walk, he's never really been able to talk, but he's learnt to use a computer to say what he wants. That's not it, Nick. Nick, if you Google team... Have you got it? Oh, perfect. Okay. I'll keep explaining. So basically, the dad wanted his little boy, who couldn't walk or talk, to have the best life possible. He wanted to give him the fullest life possible. So he sent him to a normal school. He helped him to learn how to write on this computer. And when he was old enough, the son said he wanted to do a charity run, a 5-mile charity run. So the dad said, fine, I will push you in your wheelchair and we'll do this charity run together. And since then, these guys have gone on to do about 1,000 different races. They've done marathons, they've done triathlons, they've even done this thing called the Ironman triathlon, which is like a super triathlon in America. And I'm going to just show you this video about them if we can. Oh, hello. Have we got it, Nick? That's the one. Brilliant. So just watch this video and see how much this father loves his son in all that he does for him.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand to my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
I don't know about you, but that moved me to tears when I first watched it. If you know, if a human father's love for his son can move us to tears, then that got me thinking, how much more does God love us? If we could just have the last slide on the PowerPoint, Nick, that would be great. That father loved his son so much, he wanted to give him the best life possible. And the son apparently said that when he was racing with his dad, he didn't feel handicapped at all. He felt like he was alive. Jesus came to earth as a little baby. We've just celebrated Christmas, haven't we? Jesus came to earth as a baby, ready to die for each one of us. He came to earth not just thinking, oh, I might die if I come to earth, or I might have to risk my life, but he came to earth knowing that he was going to die for each one of us. He came to earth knowing he was going to die for Zara and for Joss and for Indy and for every one of us here, because he loves us that much. And he wants us to have full and happy and amazing lives. So I was going to just read a prayer to finish for us.
Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to earth to die for us. Thank you that you love us more than we can understand. Help us to love others around us. Amen.
Thank you, Hannah.